This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, February 19th, brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Iowa 4th District Representative Randy Feenstra spent time at the National Ethanol Conference in Nashville yesterday. He laments legislation that was stripped from the December continuing resolution that would have allowed for year-round E15 sales. But he says he and other legislative leaders are looking to next month's CR to approve the waiver for higher ethanol blends.
So we got another opportunity March 15 to hook that on to the continuing resolution at that time or to the full budget if we pass that. Depends where we're going to go. But that's the vehicle right now that we're looking for. Otherwise, we'll be looking for other vehicles. But right now, that is the focus in the Senate and the House to put it on that vehicle.
Feenstra said there are other legislative vehicles that will become available, but they're also working on a backup plan.
We don't want backups, but we have to have backups. So obviously talking with the administration, along with Lee Zeldin, the head of EPA, on what this looks like to get the extension over the summer to have year-round E15. And, you know, the great thing is we're trying to get Lee Zeldin down to Iowa to show him some ethanol plants and show him how valuable and important this is to our country. Again, telling our story, not only to the administration, but to all the agency heads that affect, whether it be E15 or 45Z or 45Q or whatever it might be. And that's what we're doing right now.
The Iowa Republican is aware of the need for a new farm bill and believes ag leaders will prevail.
Let's be honest, it's going to be challenging, especially with the farm bill. Right now, we had a lot of things in that last farm bill that were used for pay-fors that will probably be used for in the reconciliation bill now. So, but I have great confidence in our chairman, G.T. Thompson. He talks to us virtually every day. He's a brilliant man on how to strategize and get this done. And I really think by this summer, we're going to have a farm bill on the table ready to go and get it passed. I think we owe that to our producers. We owe that to our country of getting this five-year extension done on the farm bill also.
With budget guidance calling for $230 billion in farm program spending cuts, Feenstra says they're looking for options and not just SNAP spending.
G.T. Thompson said, our chairman, is, you know, we're not going to cut SNAP, but we might create some parameters, you know, some work requirements or some other things to make it more effective as a program. And that's what we're dealing with right now. And I'm excited to get back to Congress next week and start going through that process of where we can find more efficiencies. And I think we can do it.
Feenstra knows the need for tax reform and sets on the Ways and Means Committee.
Working with Chairman Smith and Ways and Means. He also understands that we have to make sure we extend those tax cuts. And for the farmers, we need to talk about 199A, if you're a pass-through, that's so important, or the death tax, estate tax, that has to be extended. I mean, right now, if you have $7 million, everything above that will have to be paid at 40% tax. So there's over 200 supporters of the death tax to get that extended, to maybe even get it to $20 million worth of exemption. So working with Senator Thune, we just came out with a bill together last week on that, and we're hoping to get that done in the reconciliation bill.
Feenstra says the DOGE effort to streamline government will impact USDA, and it'll take time to resolve the balance of staff and work to be done.
We had a great conversation this past week with Rollins and others of, you know, obviously there's some hiccups with FSA offices and stuff like that, losing some employees, but we're trying to get that exempt. We're working through the process, and all I ask for everyone out there is just give us time. We understand that when you change administration and we want to be more efficient and effective, there's going to be some hiccups along the way, but once it gets done, it'll be amazing.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.